Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Matthew Simpson, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Let me down easy, Lord. Let me down easy. If I could, you know, I would always be around. And just like Jericho, your youth comes crashing down and down. When you live to love, you learn that your life was worth the fight. So don't wait for tomorrow, you'll only waste tonight. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy. Lay me down easy, Lord. Lay me down easy.
Do you feel like you have some understanding
this
of what it is
Red
that
Barn
causes
Radio.
People to fall into despair and, you know, addiction? And
if it wasn't for God putting some people in my place, I could have gone down that path just as easily. There's been several times in my life where I've gotten so dark and depressed, and all I wanted to do was go out and do all those things.
Scare away the feelings.
Get rid of it. Numb it all however I could. And if it wasn't for a few key people that just came up in my life at the right time, I could have easily been doing that or dead.
Were all of the people you refer to who came along at the right time for you people from your sort of church background, or people who came to it from that perspective?
Obviously, several people from church. My mom and dad were heavy in the church, so when we were having tough times, they would gather around us. But also, just people that have been through it, addicts that have come through on the other side, been through recovery, just seeing what they've gone through. I used to write songs with a guy named Josh Brown, and he's battled his heroin addiction for years. He was in Full Devil Jacket back in the day, opening for Creed, and then he was in a Christian rock band, and then he did heroin again, and then he, you know, it was just a roller coaster for him. And just writing songs with that guy gave me a whole nother perspective of there's hope here. We can get through these things. Just because this life throws a bunch of junk at us doesn't mean that it all has to be negative, that we all have to focus on that. So I try to focus on the hope that is in that affliction, the strength that comes from all those things. I had a best friend growing up. His name was Johnny, and we went to school together, went to church together, and we kind of lost touch after he moved. He moved all the way to Olive Hill, Kentucky. You know, we kept in touch as best as we could, but over the years, you kind of fall away. But out of the blue one day, he calls me, and he's like, man, let's get dinner one night. So I go out with Johnny, and I had no idea that he had been married, that he had had a son. I didn't know any of it. And then he told me that his wife was killed in a car accident. The night kind of took an abrupt turn, and we got to talk, and I got to just kind of love on him after several years and be there for him. He said something really profound. He said, that night was the coldest night. There's nothing ever colder than her side of the bed.
Barefoot in the fields, I wait for you. Remembering all the times I had with you. Spring turned to summer and the summer turned to fall. Well, I wish I'd known that by December you'd be gone. It was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died.
We were married in the field where I first kissed you. Tears flooded my eyes when I said I do. We laid you in the ground just a little afternoon. Until death do us part never came so soon. There was the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died. It's the coldest winter that I've ever had. Wishing you were there to warm my bed. Oh, the only thing colder than the weather outside was the bed that I laid in on the day you died.
When you were a young person and you decided at some point that you really felt like you wanted to write songs, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who want to write songs, but it doesn't mean they necessarily know how. Who taught you how?
I wish that I could say that I had mentors. My mentors were the records. My parents were born in the 40s. So I was getting all their music, 50s, 60s, 70s. Then my sister was born, and her music was the 80s and the early 90s, and mine was kind of the late 90s on. I just got bombarded with music of all kinds of different subject matters, different genres. You know, my dad would be listening to Merle, and mom would be listening to the Beach Boys, and Kim would be listening to Journey, and somehow this happened. Mm-hmm. I just draw from that. But some of my favorite songwriters are, you know, Hayes Carl, Ryan Adams, David Ramirez. Those are kind of guys that I tend to fall into, I guess.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
And all that's left in the ashes of you and me is bones and brass and old memories, desires purged in the flame and the fire. My sins have quenched our love. Did all I could do and I said all that there is to say. This old house would have burned anyway. Lies like effigies etched in the muck and the mire. Well, my sins have quenched our love. The flames grew high and wide, and we were still asleep inside. It was too late when we breathed it in. The fireplace is all that's left. Stands as a monument, never to burn again. Of you and me is bones and brass and old memories.
On the flip side, you know, there are people who have a lot of training, and sometimes the training gets in the way.
Yeah.
You have an approach that's fairly simple. It's sort of straight ahead. Is that something you feel like you got from the people you listen to, or is it also just some of who you are?
I've always been a very observational person. I've always just noticed the little details and things, and I've always kind of kept those in the back of my mind for some reason. And then when I started writing songs, those things started to just pour out. I was always interested in, you know, I grew up working on farms and things like that, and sometimes when I was on a break, I would just be sitting there listening to what was going on in the woods or whatever. I wanted to know what the woods looked like and sounded like. I would sit down to practice and I would say, I'm gonna write a song about a tree. And I just write all, I mean, they're the worst songs in the world. I just wrote about details because I was trying to hone that craft in. I view my music almost as a representational art painting, only I'm trying to do it with words. This is one of the first songs I ever wrote. Some of my family comes from Eastern Kentucky. I have never been in a coal mine in my life, but I've got a lot of family that has. Once again, I tried to put myself in the mindset of them and hear some of their stories about how they're always just, we're just going to leave. We're going to quit this mine one day and we're going to go, we're going to move to the coast.
And whistle, oh whistle, won't you blow? Your sound is so sweet when you've been shoveling coal. Oh, I breathe in this coal dust one last time, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. And whistle, oh, whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my car one last time. I saved up my nickels and all of my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. And whistle, whistle, won't you blow? I'm packing my bags and I'm headed for the coast. Oh, I've done my time in them old coal mines, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind. And whistle, oh whistle, won't you blow? I'm punching my card one last time. Oh, I saved up my nickels and all of my dimes, and this whistle for me is the end of the line. Packing my bags and I'm headed for the coast. Oh, I've done my time in them old coal mines, and I'm leaving, yeah, I'm leaving this town far behind.
Listeners, you are getting a terrific workshop in songwriting from our guest this evening, who is Maddie Simpson from Georgetown, Kentucky. Maddie, I did want to mention one of the songs I listened to this afternoon was the song with a terrific title, "The Love, Truth, and OxyContin." I thought you really, really got deep into something there, and it was really powerful for me. Tell us about where that song came from.
Well, like I said, I write what I see. So sometimes that might be my surroundings, but a lot of times it's people telling stories, or they'll say a line that I think is profound, and I'll go home and expound on it. But in this case, most of this story all comes from this lady. My wife and I were having a yard sale one night, and there's two kinds of people that come to yard sales. There's the weirdo that wants to buy like your 50-foot telephone cords, and you're just like, why do you need that? We don't even need it. We're here to take it for a nickel. And then there's the people that don't buy anything at all, and they want to tell you their whole life story while they're there. That lady wanted to tell us her whole life story. I just happened to be sitting there with a guitar, and I was like, you're telling this to the wrong person. because the whole time she's talking, mentally I'm writing it down. She was telling me just a heartbreaking story about her son and how he had married a girl and they loved each other and they had a kid together, and then she got addicted to OxyContin and she had been battling it, ODing, and he was thinking about leaving her to protect his kid, and every time he would try to leave, she would threaten to kill herself. And so he was trying to love her and take care of his kid and do all these superhuman dad things. But the whole time she's stealing his money and then telling him that she'll help him look for it. All these things came out in that story, so I wrote a song about it.
She says she won't see tomorrow if I leave her today. Trapped between two outcomes I don't want, I'll go crazy if I stay. So tell me a story and tell me a story about truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? Steals my money one day and helps me look for it the next. I go along thinking today she'll change. Man, I know it's insane. So tell me a story and tell me a story about truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? Truth, love, and OxyContin. Truth, love, and OxyContin. Honey, are you just high? Are you in love with me? Are you just high? Are you in love with me? She's a shaker, she's a real go-getter. Yeah, when she walks in, I know got something good. She's got a tongue like a razor,
And she'll cut you, boy, if you ain't careful. But she's as sweet as can be if you are on her good side. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything I want. She's got it all, she's got it all. Yeah, she's got something. She's got eyes like a laser. So don't you dare try to deceive her. Yeah, cause if you lie, she'll know. She'll see right through. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything I want. She's got it all, she's got it all. Yeah, she's got something. She's got it all, she's got it all. She's got everything I want. She's got it all.
I'd like to thank our guest, Maddie Simpson, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We like to thank you all, too, in our studio audience. We thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Hey, let's welcome back Maddie Simpson for one more tune before we leave. Maddie Simpson, thanks, Maddie, for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I wrote this song for all my friends who are in Nashville and they come home crying. This is called Tennessee Tears. Thank you guys for coming out.
Tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Well, I remember all the stale beer nights, the clubs, the dives, and the marquee signs. Turned our backs to the past, but in time we found a way to sneak up behind. Big talk and lazy promises. Talk is cheap, that's what my mama says. We're down on our luck, we're too proud to beg. Stubborn as fools, scratching to stay. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Bobby slinging ink down on Broadway for Billy Joe. Zach left town about a year ago. Donnie did some time down in Abilene. Moved to Baton Rouge with a Cajun queen. He's
Got a box full of Tennessee tears. You saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Talk a lot about those days anymore. I'm just out here trying to walk that line. Headed home, I'm Kentucky bound. Brad used a rope, found his way out. You gotta have something to leave it behind, but all I got is these reasons why. Got a box full of Tennessee tears, saved them up after all these years. Got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears, saved them up after all these years. I got a box full of Tennessee tears. Got a box full of Tennessee tears.
Thank you guys so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Matthew Simpson for being with us tonight.
We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com.
Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.